Hare Krishna. You dance very nicely. Haribo. Please take a comfortable sitting position. You're sitting intuitively very properly. Very good. Please all comfortably seat. It is not very easy to find the proper words after one has gone through an entire week of deep spiritual practice in Krishna consciousness. What will one say? I miss you, or I will see you soon, or all the best, or thank you for your time and your money. What will you say that is appropriate, that fits the occasion? And it's true to the occasion. From my side, and I'm sure Bhui Jean Prabhu and also Jagatarini and Prashanta, they have something also to say on this. I can only say I personally honor very much when devotees give their best in going deeper in their Krishna consciousness. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, I have been engaged in watering flowers or helping other people to blossom to the full potential in spiritual life, the Krishna consciousness. I have been since many years a preacher who is just interested that people just grow in their spiritual life and realize their true nature really as part of Krishna. And now it has always been very, I would almost say, awe-inspiring or moving or touching to see when this happens, when the spiritual journey of an individual all of a sudden moves on so fast by meeting Prabhupada's books and the process of Krishna consciousness. It's always very... some people say the greatest event is to see a child leaving the womb of the mother and being born into this world. That is emotionally very touching. I have no personal experience of having witnessed this, but for me it has always been when devotees or people in generally move to the next step in their spiritual life. That's like a small or even a bigger birth. And I have seen this in many of you. Many of you have this experience, or let us say this expression in their eyes, which tells more than words can ever tell. So I'm very honored and very awed or touched to see that, and I wish you really from my heart all the best. And I take great courage in what Bhui Jean Prabhu said in the session before today's session, that is yesterday's session, that keep the desire strong, no? The desire. Remember, yes, there is Giriraj Govardhan. Remember what insights you were gifted with and continue from there. Keep it strong and increase it. I can only say thank you very much, and would be my greatest good fortune to see all of you again somewhere in this world. We seem to have similar orbits, we Hare Krishna devotees, like planets in our orbits meet. wish you all the best, and thank you really from my heart for participating so wholeheartedly. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.
Thank you. So very nice, Maharaj. It is like we get on a boat together at the beginning of the retreat. All of us board a boat, and then the boat goes out, and we're on it together. And sometimes the music from nearby cabins is louder than others, but we have to. The most important thing is to stay on the boat, and I think this is a parallel for life too. We have to stay on the boat of Krishna consciousness. Someone told me recently, I'm not a football fan, but there's a fellow named Messi, is that right? Which is a funny name, of course. It's not a very tight, neat name. But he said something very intelligent. He said that it took me 20 years of practice to become an overnight success. And that's what it's like in Krishna consciousness. You know, you're trying so hard, and you're trying and you're practicing, and sometimes you don't feel like you're getting anywhere, and sometimes you feel like you're looking in the mirror and you don't like exactly what you see, and Krishna reveals to you different levels of depths of your consciousness where there's things that you wish you weren't there, what to speak of having to confront them, but we stay on the boat, and we stay on the boat, and we keep chanting and keep in the association of devotees. And somehow touch somehow or another by good association, by fortune, just a touch of that other realm through the top of the pandal or through the curtain. And just somehow or another, if we can get a touch of that, then all the difficulties, all the struggles, sometimes it all becomes worth it, because we know we're moving forward. It's not an easy thing. It takes such full dedication and full surrender, and so full of a desire to love Krishna and to not care about the ups and downs and the bads and the good of this world, but everything to love Krishna. It really takes that, and it doesn't come overnight. It takes many, many lives, kritta punja punja, to become an overnight success, so it looks so easy. So here is a really good place to get that taste, because without the happiness that comes from that taste, how can we go on? Without the association of sincere devotees, how can we go on? Without good chanting of the holy names and good Krishna katha, how can we go on? How can we go on? We go on, and it's such a struggle, and I've been doing this for so many years, and this problem and that problem, and then there's the institutional problems and this and that and this, and we just get distracted by everything external. But if we can get the nourishing taste and of touching somehow or another by grace, touching the other side, then we can go on with great strength, because that is our wealth and we cannot forget it. So we've boarded the boat together, and the boat in one sense will dock tomorrow and we all go in our different directions, but let us keep whatever mercy and whatever jewels we have collected and whatever friendships we have made and whatever realizations we have gathered, let us keep them as cherished wealth in the core of our heart, because that will be the cause of our great strength and onward progress. So thank you very much for your association. And Maharaj generally says, I wish you all the best, and so I won't say it, but I'll mean it. Anyway.
Well, I was thinking about Messi, it's a good name, saying 20 years. Yes, I've seen that. So saying that 20 years and then an overnight success, and I was thinking how we're 19 years old this year, and next year will be our 20th. So... So I also echo the same feelings that Maharaj presented so nicely, that my pleasure is to see others moving forward, taking a step forward and feeling it, and feeling the relief that you feel when you've moved, as opposed to feeling stuck or stranded or confused. And I also consider it a huge honor to be able to present something for your benefit. And I noted this particular retreat that you're a delightful audience. So I would like to say thank you for your absorption and your endeavor to get into the mood and the heart of what's taking place. And lastly, that our purpose is to the rest of the year, we have to live in the world, and as Maharaj was speaking, we have to learn to see Krishna in it. For one who sees me everywhere, I am never lost. And then for this little boat ride, we have to learn to gaze at the other world, at the world which we're moving towards. And it's not always easy, I know, but it's always valuable. And so I say thank you to you all for your sharing, and I look forward to seeing you again. This is the best part of the year, so please, somehow or other, become tenacious, you know, even if it's exams or this or that. You pray and pray, and one last thing is you take a little Brajraj with you, fine powder, no rocks or anything, but just the powder. And you put a little drop of dust, if you're a determined sort, on your tongue every day. And I heard this said, and I've seen it's true. And you'll be back in Braj very soon. So.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So tonight is the last evening announcement. So everyone is happy and sad at the same time. I will read from something, just one sentence of something you all have read. How many times do I wish the retreat would never end? The days seem to have passed so fast. I came with a need. I came with a hope to strengthen my faith, to find that inner taste I so much long for. Life's events have their ways to repeatedly break us, and the association of the Dhamma and the saintly devotees have their ways to unfailingly repair us. I came to hear, I came to find that deep connection with Krishna, his katha, and his holy name, to feel the touch of his mercy, to strengthen myself and my determination for spiritual life. So this is what the Govardhan Retreat is about, to come here to strengthen ourselves, to find that path within ourselves to Krishna.
Please stand up and everyone come very close. And we've discovered that I'm not actually the voice, I am duplicate voice. Here's the real voice. Yeah. Come on. Going to say Jai Jai Sri Radhe Sham. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you going to put your hands high in the air? And what's your name? Huh? You really are Krishna. Yes. So we're going to say Jai Jai Sri Radhe Sham. And then in the middle, we're going to say Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. Okay. One, two, three.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe Jai Jai Sri Radhe
50 years of practice. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Get a good night's sleep and keep warm.